Welcome to the Innovation Hub podcast, where we speak to innovative educators, leading researchers, grad students, and cutting-edge technology companies working together to find the best resources to support 21st century teaching and learning. Today we're here with Rochelle. Rochelle, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, hi. My name is Rochelle DeCotch, and currently I'm a Master's of Education student at Brock University. I'm doing a two-year thesis. So I am conducting my own original research. I'm also an occasional teacher for the District School Board of Niagara and an Ontario certified teacher along with that.
Can you tell us a little bit about your research?
Yeah. So currently my research is focusing on students learning with tablets and how tablets are basically able to foster 21st century skills. And this is within the context of science and literacy. Just to first start off, by literacy, I am focusing on traditional literacy along with 21st century literacy. So that's kind of a combination of both, where it's the reading, writing, communicating along with the 21st century literacies mandated by the Ontario Ministry of Education.
Can you tell us what are those 21st century literacies?
Right. So some of the 21st century literacies that I narrowed in on are digital literacy and technological literacy. Within the literacies, there's then also 21st century skills. And in order to basically come up with my theoretical framework or have some sort of model for my own research, I found the C21 Canada Shifting Minds document, which was made in 2012. Basically, what this document stresses is that we need to focus more on the learning of students and not as much on teaching. So we need to move away from traditional learning methods that are not intellectually engaging our students. So this is all coming from the document. And then we also need to realize that the foundations of learning are literacy, numeracy, and science. So when I went through the document, one thing that really popped out to me is that as educators, we need to start to facilitate certain skills. And one of the ones that really stood out was the creativity, innovation, and entrepreneurship. The reason this stood out is because I've been learning so much in my Master's of Education about basically different themes in education right now, and there was a lot on coding and design thinking and all of these different ways of creating knowledge. So I took that and I tried to apply it within kind of the context of now teaching with tablets, or learning with tablets, sorry. So I'm focusing on now the knowledge construction component of using and how tablets are able to facilitate knowledge construction, while also focusing on digital literacy. And what the C21 document really stressed was the fact that digital literacy is embedded within all of the other skills that students are learning. So if knowledge construction is something that you're trying to really enhance in your classroom or in your teaching methods, digital literacy can really enhance that.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what is it that you mean by knowledge construction?
What I have discovered about knowledge construction in the literature is that really a lot of research hasn't been focusing on the knowledge construction component that tablets have the ability to enhance in learning. Studies that I've looked at tend to focus more on apps that maybe they just found based on media reviews and different ratings, and then they find out at the end that these apps are more rote learning and they're not necessarily focusing on the creation of knowledge. They're just a lot of this is what you need to learn, so they learn it through the app and that's it. There's nothing that's pushing students to critically think about what they're learning and communicate what they're learning and other different skills like that. So I decided to basically take what I had learned in the research and look at, okay, now how are tablets and the multimodal features that tablets have, how are those then able to enhance these 21st century skills outlined in the C21 document? So the other kind of component to, well, the other component to this research is also the fact that, or the idea that students have a natural and intuitive ability to use technology, and they're very tech savvy. And when they use technology, they use it effortlessly, and teachers need to kind of realize and appreciate that students, this is something that they've grown up with. This is part of a big component of their life, and it should be ingrained in their learning. So the question that I posed for my research was, are tablets able to support students' knowledge construction in science? And this then within the application of literacy and language arts. So that's taking into consideration the 21st century literacies that are mandated by the Ontario Ministry of Education, and then also traditional literacy, which is a component of language arts. Of course, there are literacies embedded within language arts, 21st century literacy specifically, but it's also taking into consideration traditional literacy. So then what I wanted to do with my research is really come up with an innovative way to capture what students are doing. I didn't want to follow a more traditional qualitative way of gathering students' data. And I actually came across a study by Falloon, which was conducted in 2014, so it was very recent. And what Falloon did was he recorded the screen interactions of students on tablets, or Apple iPads specifically. And through a lot of trial and error in this pilot study, I was able to come up with a design using a drop cam, which is a video monitoring tool. And I was able to record the audio and screen interactions of students. Basically, because knowledge construction is built with the concept of creating knowledge, I needed to capture that. But then I also needed to determine how to measure the content knowledge that they learned as well. So I did do a pre and post test for my study for language arts and science. And so I had a mixed methods design in general. The study itself just had 4 grade 5 students, and they worked in pairs on the iPads. And the reason I did this in pairs was so that I would have a lot of audio data then, and of them talking to one another. So there were 5 tablet lessons between the pre and post tests. They were about 40 minutes long, with the exception of the last session, which was a double. Okay, so to analyze data, I only have preliminary findings. So I only have the findings from the screen interactions of one pair of students. And to analyze it, I used the ITL LEAP 21 Learning Activity Rubric, which was made in 2012, and it's sponsored by Microsoft. Okay, so based on the descriptive statistics from the pre and post test, what I found was that students... tablets built students' interdisciplinary knowledge construction for both science and literacy. Using a specific rubric that I found, I was able to determine that students predominantly constructed knowledge on tablets, and this was through using skills like analyzing, interpreting, synthesizing different science concepts. The most interesting finding that I really want to highlight here is that within analyzing the data, there was a significant amount of support from tablets to enhance 21st century learning, so specifically knowledge construction. The different features, what I discovered mainly is that certain features that tablets have enhance this knowledge construction. So for instance, cognitive prompting, if the app has certain pop-up questions or little riddles that get kids thinking about the science concept, or even discussion questions within the app, that enhances their knowledge construction. Different scaffolding features further assist students in constructing their knowledge. And then also the multimodal features that really spark students' interest. So multimodal features would basically include videos, for instance, or even having some sort of an interactive virtual tour of a space on a tablet and being able to see something that you can't see inside of the school walls, or even being able to see a virtual diagram instead of a still diagram. So a diagram that walks you through all of the stages. The implications basically show the important role that 21st century information communication technology, specifically tablets, has in building the skills that students will for sure need for their future success in the 21st century. So these are skills that they can take to jobs that don't even exist yet. Teachers need to further maximize the value of technology in their classroom in order to enhance students' learning, specifically what I discovered in science and language arts.
I think that you've really come up with some significant findings that can have some great implications for classroom use of tablets and helping teachers to understand what they should be looking for when they're using tablets and iPads, and really supporting new student knowledge construction and supporting their learning. But I also think that you've got a really interesting research protocol in trying to capture exactly what's taking place. So it's, again, it's just not about how students are using the apps, but I think it's a fantastic way of how to capture that.
Right. So basically the whole purpose, or not the whole purpose, but one of the biggest components of the study was to test out my methodology that will then inform my larger scale study in the fall coming up, when I do this with a whole class of probably 20 to 30 students. And what this showed is that being able to record the screen interactions really helped to see the multimodal features and how they are helping students to enhance their knowledge construction. So it's great. It's definitely something that I'll be able to use. And even the audio recording itself showed to be really beneficial for collecting this data.
So, well, at the same time that you've been conducting the pilot study for your graduate thesis and coming up with some really innovative ways to capture how students are using tablets, you've also been a resident at the Innovation Hub. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yes. Yeah, so as part of my Master's of Education program at Brock, I was able to actually get a credit at the Niagara iHub in the DS Mead Academy. And through this, I worked with Dr. Camille Rutherford and then an EdTech startup company. So I worked with Cube for Teachers, which the founder is Susan Cleason. And basically, there were two different components that really are to highlight in this experience. And one being is that I really got the opportunity to become a 21st century teacher myself and build that identity as a 21st century teacher. So what that entailed was creating a digital footprint. And I had already started to do a little bit of that in teacher education, but it was only a snap in my teacher education, but it was only a really a small snapshot of what teachers are really doing. And you realize that when you get out there in the digital world, it's a whole big network and culture of teachers that come together and share knowledge, collaborate knowledge, and connect. So through the internship, I had to tweet on a weekly basis. I started my own blog, which is called rtkachedublog.blogspot.ca. So that's rtkachedublog.blogspot.ca. I'm in the process of getting my own domain name right now. And you can actually follow me on Twitter at Rochelle Tkach as well. So that's rochelletkach. So basically, through tweeting and blogging, I've been able to connect with some really, really innovative teachers and even innovative administrators. So I've been connecting with instructional coaches. I've been connecting with principals, superintendents all around the world. And what I've actually noticed is that my own understanding and my own learning of global literacy has really enhanced, and I have spread my knowledge worldwide, and it's not just limited to my board, where I work. So I've also come to realize the importance of connecting all of these digital platforms, and I have been able to keep kind of all of not only where I read my information, like EdSurge, Mashable, Huffington Post, and also looking at what I'm posting and what people are retweeting, for instance, or commenting on my blog. I've been able to keep this all really succinct on a platform called Hootsuite, and that's really, really helped me keep this digital identity up, and I would have never known about any of this stuff if it wasn't for this internship and being able to really make it manageable on an everyday basis. So, for instance, following like hashtag EdTech, that's been really easy now with Hootsuite and different things like that. And then also, the second component to my internship is working with the actual EdTech startup company. So through this, I've been able to work with Susan Creason with Cube for Teachers. And basically, Cube for Teachers meets the need for teachers to collaborate, share, find digital resources. And I've actually been able to use this in my own practice as an occasional teacher and keep all of my digital resources, like my link to BrainPop, my link to interactive clocks, interactive math manipulatives with SmartBoard, things like that. I've been able to keep them, GoNoodle, like all of these different programs. They're really easy to then access through my Cube for Teachers webpage. So part of what I've done for the Cube then is provide my own insight as an educator and also as a researcher. So I have a bit more knowledge as a master's student to be able to provide a perspective from a research standpoint. So I have been currently working on a white paper which will outline the need for the Cube and outline what basically researchers are saying about collaboration, about knowledge sharing, about digital networking, and even like for teacher candidates and the importance of their own digital networking and collaborating and sharing of their knowledge. So I'm coming up right now with a paper that they can then present to either school boards in the U.S. when they move outside of Canada, or to universities and in teacher education programs. Some other components to the internship are also that I've done are also blogging. I've done a lot of blogging with Susan as well, and been able to contribute to the Cube website as she's posted some of my blog summaries that then link to my own blog. So, yeah, that's pretty much.
Can you tell us about some of the things that you've been blogging about?
Yeah. So, as someone who's very, very passionate about iPads and just Apple in general, I've been blogging a lot about iPad app reviews. And one of my iPad app reviews actually ended up being like a huge, like it spread all over, and it ended up getting about 2,000 hits within like the first 2 days of it being posted, and that was on a Penzu app, which is like a digital journaling app to promote like student reflection. And then I've also been blogging just also about other tech tools that teachers can use. One of probably my favorite posts is basically my own personal best practices for using iPads, and these have been developed over the years of just having my own iPad, using apps for students with learning disabilities. I do a lot of work with the Learning Disabilities Association of Niagara, and I've been able to use a lot of tablets in their programs, my own private tutoring, and then now also through my research, what I've learned about best practices for iPads. So I guess I can share a couple. So First off, don't use the tablet as just a browser. There's so many multimodal features within apps, so make sure that you're utilizing that and looking into your board being able to download these apps and getting a good start on that. One thing I've noticed through my research is that a one-to-one ratio isn't always necessary. I was able to gain data and information on students' knowledge construction equally while they were working in pairs. So both were contributing equally, and there was not one student just contributing even though they were on the same tablet. One component that I kind of mentioned before is look for built-in scaffolds. And this could be simply as immediate feedback throughout an app, or having vocabulary definitions built in the app that they can then tap on easily and quickly and just get that definition and understand the word while they're reading. Check for reward systems. This is popular in gamified apps, but not all game apps have them. And then also there's apps that aren't games that also have reward systems, which are pretty simple. Like, they're definitely an extrinsic form of motivation, but they really help students keep engaged and excited about being on a tablet. Look for also differentiation features. So this kind of speaks to the assistive component or assistive tech of tablets. So look for things like, can it be set to different levels? I know there's certain apps like News-O-Matic that have different reading levels. So the same news article that students are looking at, you can have three students at three different reading levels reading the same article at three different levels. So that's a really cool feature. Also, read-to-me options. So for students who struggle with reading. Data analytics is huge right now. So being able to track students' progress, how much they're reading, what they're reading, even like how many answers they get correct, different things like this inform your formative assessment and also summative assessment. One of my biggest tips is don't just download a light app because it's free. Teachers need to realize that light apps are a snapshot just to give you a taste of what you could potentially be buying. And I know it's hard to get around the fact that you're purchasing an app, but a light version is usually not a complete app, so you're not getting everything that an app has to offer. And finally, just a takeaway is really try and explore the app store. The fact that there's over 500,000 apps can be really, really intimidating, but what I've discovered, it makes it easier to find that right app and what you're looking for because of all of the options and apps that are out there. So you can really narrow in on what you're trying to teach because there's so many apps out there. So, yeah, that's a bit about my blog.
So it seems like you've really developed a deep knowledge and understanding about how apps are being used and what are some key things that educators should think about when they're using these devices or apps in the classroom. Can you tell us a little bit about what you think would be where we should be moving into the future? What are some of your future predictions about where EdTech should go?
Okay, so through my internship, I've been reading a lot, and that's been part of the internship is to go through all of these, like, I guess, modes or mediums of information sharing, information databases, basically. So, for instance, EdSurge, Mashable, Huffington Post, I mentioned before, just a few of, and even Twitter. Twitter takes you to many different blog posts by different 21st century leaders in the education field. One of the themes that I think stuck out the most to me and really resonates with me is this idea of design thinking. And it's, even though it's something that a lot of educators are talking about, it's not something that's necessarily happening right now in every single classroom. And it's really a great way for educators to enhance that component of knowledge construction. So basically, like, through the integration of different technologies, design thinking can then be enhanced and it can be implemented a lot easier into the classroom. One of the forms of design thinking that I've come across a lot of, and I personally knew nothing about, really, I thought I didn't know a lot about it, is coding. And coding, like, I had worked at camps before where they had, like, robotics camps and stuff, and I had no idea that that kind of fell under this idea of coding and students learning how to code. And I wish I had taken myself up on the opportunity to actually work in the robotics camps. Instead, I feel like I hesitated and I backed away from that field and went more to something I was more comfortable with. And one thing I really learned is that as a 21st century educator, you have to be willing to take risks. And this is kind of one of my own personal goals in the next few years, is I really want to take as many opportunities as I can to experience what coding is like for teachers and then how to actually teach it in the classroom. So at Connect 2015 this year, I'm going to be attending, I think, about 2 sessions on coding. So I'm really looking forward to that, just because I know it's something that really falls under that notion of design thinking. And students coming up with their own programming and creating their own their own ideas through a digital platform. So it's really cool when you can see what students design and create, and then how it transfers into a robot, for instance, and what a robot can do. Another thing I really see coming up and starting to move into schools more is 3D printing. I know it's a really expensive endeavor for schools, but it's really, really been interesting to read some articles on how educators are using 3D printing to promote entrepreneurship, so students creating their own products, and then making this an interdisciplinary approach to education. So after they create this product, you can tie in media literacy, you can tie in science concepts, because they could be creating something for one of the concepts in the science curriculum. So it's something that it provides you with the platform within a context of 21st century learning, and then you can determine where the more traditional expectations can be applied, I guess, or taught. Okay. The other part that I learned a lot about is this model, a new model for schools. So right now we're still, a lot of schools are stuck in this traditional way of teaching where the teacher is at the front of the classroom and there's students who basically are taking in what the teacher is saying. And this is not happening at every school, I'm not saying that, but what I think needs to happen is we need to move away from this idea of teachers teaching the knowledge to a model where students are learning the knowledge themselves and on their own through technology. One part of the model of a school and the way that it implements tech has kind of bothered me, and I've read about it more, and I'm coming to realize the more and more it does bother me, is this idea of creating isolated periods in the day for tech. So having a computer period and having students go on just one little program that period, that's not enough to really enhance their digital literacy skills and even the interdisciplinary benefits that technology can have or can enhance. So also, like, just incorporating tech into, a station rotation for that day, that's not going to be enough to really see how technology can enhance learning. It's one isolated little part. It's like you're isolating technology on an island, and it can't be like that. It needs to be ingrained, and it needs to happen throughout your lessons, throughout the whole day. I know it can be tricky, but because of a lack of technology in schools, but this is something that I see schools moving towards more. Schools, this is the future of that I believe of education. So it needs to be just basically a more embedded approach to education. In the long run, I see the benefits of using technology like smart boards right now. However, I do find that they can come across as a glorified chalkboard if they're not used correctly, and if teachers do not have the appropriate training for them. And what I find is that the smart board still positions teachers at the front of the room, and it's not a design for 21st century learning quite yet. What I see as the future of education is where the technology needs to be taken away from the front, and students need to be grouped together around technology, working and designing and creating their own knowledge together, and having the teacher as the facilitator of this knowledge. The teacher cannot be seen as the bearer of all knowledge. They need to learn alongside teachers. Overall, what I think my biggest takeaway from all of these experiences, my research, my internship, my work as an occasional teacher, everything in my life is extremely connected. And what I have realized is that you need to, as an educator, practice what you preach. If we are saying that these 21st century skills, these 21st century literacies are important for students to learn, then they're just as important for teachers to learn. We need to, for instance, be using digital technologies in our everyday lives to connect globally with teachers. We need to be critical thinkers ourselves, and we need to be the innovators of education. So we need to construct our own knowledge of education to take it new places and have and basically make it fit the 21st century model for education. Overall, this is where we should be going together as educators.
Rochelle, that's an incredible perspective about where we should be moving as educators. And I just want to thank you again for coming into the Innovation Hub and participating in this podcast, but most importantly for sharing your expertise and insight of being a 21st century educator. Thank you.
Thank you.